The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Donald Trump signs a loyalty pledge to Republicans on Thursday. Must have been a good meeting with Reince Priebus, the head of the Republican Party. In the meantime, Tim Tebow threw a touchdown in his final audition spot, as they're calling it, for the Eagles roster. I guess he's going to make it. Sam Bradford is the regular quarterback, but he probably makes that roster. Tim Tebow has a lot of fans outside and around football. And, of course, on a football minute here, throwing this in, since the NFL starts up next week and we start up our Nail the Score on Tuesday into Wednesday, in that, this is my time to remind you, in that second hour, final segment, it's fun. The game of the week is chosen. It's like picking lottery numbers. You just have to tell us who you think's going to win the game, what the final score is going to be. So you pick a winner and give us the score. It's that easy. And then you get bragging rights if you nail the score and a prize from America Tonight. So quickly, I'll say this. Since the football season starts next Thursday, you have Tom Brady in as the quarterback for the Patriots against the Pittsburgh Steelers, because the judge vacated the NFL's four-game suspension. That means that he is now eligible to play. So he will play. How about that? Somebody who's not playing around is this Kentucky clerk. Did you hear this story? Fair or foul, America? What do you think? You know how I'm all about authenticity, and I really mean that. I'll say right at the top, no matter if you disagree with her or not, she is who she is. She is living what she's preaching. So five of six deputies in the office of a Kentucky county clerk jailed Thursday for her refusal to issue marriage licenses. You know this, after the Supreme Court allowed gays to wed. They say that they're going to start to approve the paperwork. So people that want to get married in Ashland, Kentucky, can do it in Rowan County. But Kim Davis, who is the county clerk, said she wouldn't do it. And she didn't want to authorize the deputies to do it. So the district court judge found her in contempt of court, because she wouldn't authorize any of that. So the judge put her behind bars. She is sitting in the Carter County Jail. She said, "My conscience won't allow it." She said, "God's moral law convicts me and conflicts me with my duties." Well, she's not going to have to worry about that, because if she gets out of this pickle, which she will, she's not going to have that job, I don't think, unless they have to. It depends on the rules. At least two couples, as a result of this, said they plan to get marriage licenses on Friday at the county clerk's office, something they hadn't been able to do since late June. So she did stop it for a while. She absolutely did. So it worked. It worked. But she's also being sued by people, some of the couples, who couldn't get licenses. So she has that to contend with, too. What's interesting is among the deputies, the holdout was her son, Nathan Davis. The other deputy clerks individually did do what they had to do, issue the licenses. And what happens with this contempt charge? The judge did say he would lift the contempt charge against the county clerk if the deputy started to do that, but he was reluctant to release Kim Davis on Friday because of the possibility she would stop the process and, again, try to go through the courts in a sort of ping-pong-ish kind of back-and-forth thing. And maybe she will do it. Now, there are other counties where people are saying the same thing. They won't issue the marriage licenses, so they're watching this one closely. She said she was prepared to go to jail. She had to. She said, I'm prepared to go to jail. I'm prepared. Whatever it is, I am prepared to go to jail. And so now she is going to jail. And she's definitely made a name for herself because everybody knows who she is at this point. You know, it's interesting because they're talking about giving her fines too. She makes about $80,000 a year. And he was worried that she wouldn't, even the fines wouldn't be enough to follow his orders. So here you go. You decide, fair or foul. Fair or foul. And I'll say this again. Agree or not, she definitely is standing by her conviction, that's for sure, right? Because why would she otherwise? I don't think she's a publicity hound, and there's no other reason behind it. She just feels that deeply about it that has decided, I'm not going to do it. Now, they've got around that, so those licenses are definitely being issued. So she did not stop it. She did not stop it. All right, speaking of, she did from June, but she didn't stop it moving forward. Speaking of stopping something, Joe Biden actually is getting closer to saying if he's going to run or not. He said he'll run if he has the emotional energy. He said the biggest factor in his decision on whether to run for president for the Dems is whether he and his family have that energy. He said the honest God answer is I just don't know yet. And I believe that. He said he was conflicted, so there's no timetable, none of that. He was in Atlanta where he was defending, he was out there defending the Iran nuclear deal, and he was discussing world politics at a synagogue in Atlanta. And he said, I'll be straightforward. The most relevant factor in my decision is whether I and my family have that emotional energy to run. And, you know, he said, some people might think that is not appropriate, but unless I can go to my party and the American people and say that I am able to devote my whole heart and my whole soul to this endeavor, it wouldn't be appropriate. He said, you know, he didn't mention Hillary Clinton at all in what he was talking about. And he said, everybody talks about the other factors, the other people in the race, whether I can raise the money, whether I can put together an organization. And he said, that's not a factor. It's all about his family. And, of course, he's mourning the son that he lost, Beau Biden, the former Delaware attorney general, who was considering a race for governor before he died from brain cancer in May. And this, listen, Biden knows tragedy. His first wife and daughter died in a car accident in 1972. And it's like he said, there's no way to put a timetable on it. There's no way to do that. So he just has to feel it out and see where it ends up. Because he can't answer the question. Coming up, by the way, if you want to weigh in, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or flip me an email, americatonight.net. Coming up, the numbers game. We can count. Plus, we have cheap movie reviews. Stay with us.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, health, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
First, but we have this edition of We Can Count that includes the Pentagon halting work with bioterror germs at least 9 labs. There may be some others as well, and also the latest on the polls. How is the Donald doing? Let's go to Izzy first. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm good. I had a long nap.
Long naps are good. I love long naps.
So I'm like, Grim, I'm going to be wide awake now till 5 o'clock. Okay, this is for Grim and you and everybody else. Listen to this. I, Izzy Hardliner, having been appointed a captain in the United States Army under the conditions indicated in this document, do accept such appointment and do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter, so help me God. Where does it say anything about a president?
Yeah, nowhere.
Nothing, because is to the Constitution, Grimm was right, the Constitution, that's the oath I took, by the way, and he's right. However, with our modern day political machinations with the military, you will find yourself with an Article 9 guaranteed if you refuse an unlawful order despite your oath of office.
Yeah.
That's what's happening, because that started in Vietnam. Lots of, and saying it was unlawful is not a defense, because they won't accept it.
Yeah, they won't accept it.
Well, even though it's legitimate, because you are not to take an unlawful order or abide by it. But by God, they will prosecute, and some will carry the death penalty, although no one has been given the death penalty in about 100 years, I think.
Wow.
Yep. So you're kind of caught betwixt and between. But if Obama came out and said, you will go in and slaughter, or you will turn on the citizens, I'm ordering you to go in and you shoot any resistance group, that's an unlawful order.
Right, and you can't do that.
Well, yeah, you
can.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy. You're right. It's really puts you at an awkward spot.
Well, yeah, it does, and it puts a lot of our troops vulnerable. But you can refuse that order because it is unlawful. You cannot and shoot citizens. You cannot. And any troop is entitled to stand up against an order like that. However, you have some happy-go-lucky crappy colonel that wants you up on an Article 9, that guess where you're going? You're going to a court-martial. So if that gives you a better understanding. But I have one other thing to talk about. The lady that refuses the marriage.
The clerk, yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't go with her on this one because she's a government worker.
So she has to do with the government ones. Well, she's paid by them. Yeah.
Now, I have supported the flower people, the cake people. I ranted and raved over that crap. And everyone, these people wanting to sue, like those two idiots that sued, and got $135,000 with 87 different psychological issues.
Right.
And I thought, there's not 87 in the DSM, fools. But, no. But she is being paid by taxpayer dollars. Sadly, she is. And I respect her for standing by her her faith. But she can't do that, Kate, because she's employed by a government entity.
Right.
And that's the glitz for me, anyway, because, yeah, I would have to, I'd just step aside. I wouldn't personally do it. I step aside, and she had that option. That's what she should have done.
Yeah, you mean step aside and let somebody else do them, like that's what they were saying, the deputies.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, I know that's out of line for me, but, you know, hey, if you're going to take a paycheck from the taxpayers, especially at 80K, then you need to do your job. Because I quit a job that I didn't like. I'm working for the government. I said, no, see, morally, I just don't think I can do this one.
Yeah.
And I walk away. Well, she has that option of quitting or sit her butt in jail. And that there is a defining factor between working for a government and private entities. I think private entities have every right in the world to refuse service.
Right.
And not fear of being sued. But I think when you are hired, especially as the clerk that issues licenses and such, you need to do your job step aside and let one of the deputy clerks do it. So something to me is just a little off there mentally that you go to those lengths. And I don't mean with her faith or anything. I just mean, sometimes you push that point too far.
Right.
And it does more damage than it does good.
Well, you make a point there. I mean, what is she doing by doing that? I don't know. You know, who is she? She's hurting herself.
Maybe she's fired.
Right. Right.
That would be sad to get fired over, you know, when she had the option. She's not going to stop it. Surely she knows that.
Right.
Cannot stop the whole thing. So she should have stepped aside as opposed to risking jail and being terminated. Because
right.
I think if my employee in a government agency or under my supervision, I would have to terminate her.
Yeah, but it'd be interesting to see what they do, because they're going to have to step around a few things, I think, there. I don't know. What they can do, you know, that because the government is careful about when they who they're firing for blowback. So I don't know. And she had an $80,000 job.
Yeah, that's what irritates me is that's not chump change for a
no.
And she needs to recognize you're being paid this by tax dollars. This isn't
right.
coming out of some hard earned whatever. This is directly from your taxes that people pay. So, yeah, government versus private. There's a big margin there. But I have to tell you something funny. I thought Nathan would be on, and I'm always razzing Nathan. You did it again, Kate. Get in there, and I'm rattling on. I'm going, God, I'm sorry, Daniel.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. I love that. Oh, that's funny. That's how you keep people on their toes. That's great, Izzy.
Yeah, okay. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Good call. So how about that? Izzy saying, see, this is what we love this about Izzy. Izzy is authentic, right? She's one of the dozen of authentic people, dozens of authentic people that call the show, not agreeing with what the clerk decided to do. I said, for me, if that's what she wanted to do, that's what she wanted to do. And at least she's doing what, you know, what she feels, whatever the deal is. But they're already getting around that, as I said, because they're issuing those licenses. So to her point, to Izzy's point, you know, it's not stopping it. It's not stopping it. All right, quickly, numbers. The Pentagon decided to halt their work with the bioterror germs, and as I mentioned before, 9 labs, because they've got this live anthrax. Remember that story outside a containment area in a lab in Utah, and that prompted them to say, we got to freeze these operations. We've got to put a moratorium on them, because we can't keep track of this live anthrax, which is crazy. They've had all kinds of safety problems at university and private labs and government labs, that they've had a bunch of different problems. Federal lab regulators are conducting these reviews of how they oversee lab safety. Yeah, we have some live anthrax, and we're not quite sure what happened with it in its transfer. You know, you think of the surfaces, are you kidding? Anthrax? Remember people died from anthrax after 9/11? Incredibly, you have to be incredibly careful with that. No question about it. Coming up, we have our cheap movie review. You don't want to miss that. Hang through, everybody.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Time of year for people to go and catch a movie. You know, it's that jam-packed Labor Day weekend, and boy, there are some good movies that are out there. Well, I say they're good movies. They look like there's some decent movies, let's put it that way, that are worth perhaps checking out. Perhaps checking out this Labor Day weekend. And you know what? I say that because just the other day I got a note from someone. I went to a movie that you talked about and I didn't like it. It was the Tom Cruise movie, Mission Impossible. Listen, I call it the cheap movie review for a reason, so I can bail if you don't like it. All right, this movie has such a cute premise. Robert Redford is one of the stars in it, and it's this whole idea of, hey, now I'm getting way older, and it's a perfect time for me to walk the very difficult Appalachian Trail. Take a listen. It's called A Walk in the Woods.
Thank you for being here. It really means a lot.
It's our pleasure. It's not a pleasant time.
No, we're just very sorry.
We're very sorry.
I'm tired of life being all about ailments and funerals. I want to push myself.
You want to hike the Appalachian Trail? 2,000 miles? You have gone mad.
It's my old pup tent.
It's the perfect place for you to spend the night.
2,000 people a year try to do this. Less than 10% make it. Fit people in their 20s can't do it, Dad.
You need a rain cover, too.
Rain cover? Why?
To keep out the rain.
You are not doing this alone.
How would you like to join me for a little stroll?
Not in this lifetime. Next time, call me for something fun. Like a colonoscopy.
It's Katz.
Steven?
Not Steven Katz. You two ended up on each other's nerves in Europe.
That was 40 years ago.
I gotta eat every hour, otherwise I get these,
seizures?
Seizures, that's right.
Good luck. Try not to die, okay?
Here we go.
Here we go. What goes up must come down. What the hell happened to Dom?
John Muir once said, sometimes a man just has to get a loaf of bread and throw it into a sack and jump over the back fence.
You okay? Never better!
You guys camping here?
No, we live here.
How can I help you?
You like a cabin?
You know what your problem is? You're too fat.
We're not even halfway there.
No way that's a scale.
Map to scale. That's it. New plan.
You want to drive the Appalachian Trail?
I came out of here to be with you. One last adventure before it's too late.
You can do whatever you want, but this is my adventure.
Aye!
That's the spirit.
Yeah, this seems great, but I wonder all these years.
Well,
that can't be good for you.
You know, I'm sorry we lost touch.
Yeah, me too.
Jesus, if they come for us, play dead.
If they come for us, we are dead.
Well, they say the Appalachian Trail is like life. You don't know what's going to happen next. But you give it your best shot.
Nick Nolte also in this movie, Emma Thompson, you get the idea. He reaches back, very back into his life and has to come up with Nick Nolte. And then, and this is a true story, it's the experience they have when they're walking the Appalachian Trail. I can't imagine what that would be like as somebody who used to hike a very long time ago. So we move from that. It looks clever and cute. It's PG-13, and I think it will find an audience. It had a soft release and on Wednesday, and it raked in $1.2 million, but it's not even the weekend, so it might do fairly decent. It'll be a good streaming movie anyway. How about Transporter? If you know anything about Transporter, this is another edition of it. It's refueled version. Check this one out.
Hello?
Is this the Transporter?
Technology moves fast, doesn't it? I mean, as soon as you think they can't come up with something, they come up with something else. Makes you wonder if guys like me will be out of a job. No. People will always need guys like me, right? You're gonna make me late.
How you like me?
Where are the packages?
These are the packages.
How you like me?
Now drive.
Thought you, John Wayne types, just let it roll off your back. That was the old days. Now we hold grudges and get revenge.
Don't worry. We will make him pay.
How you like me now?
Jason Statham. PG-13, 1 hour, 32 minutes, action thriller. He's an ex-Special Forces op, and you might have seen him before. I actually like the series Frank Martin. That's his name in the Transporter, and it's Transporter Refueled. So, you know, they're in the south of France and doing the Transporter thing. It's, how do I explain it? It's sort of James Bond on steroids, I suppose. Yeah, that's the best way to put it. And this is Frank Martin. He's in a game of chess with a femme fatale, and her three sidekicks are looking for revenge. Right? Does that make sense? Enough said, right? Revenge. So we move from that to this one. Looks like a cute little movie. It's An Accidental Meeting, a romantic comedy, and it's called Before We Go.
I feel that we met in Grand Central for a reason. We were meant to find each other.
Okay.
My purse is stolen.
I got like $80. How far are you going?
You can't help me.
So what do you want to do? You want to get a hotel room or something?
Excuse me?
No, not. Jesus. Not for us. For you. We can find your purse. We can get you home and make me a hero. Want to come with me on a little adventure?
I'm sure that my husband will really appreciate your helping me.
I think you might be missing some hardware.
What is that supposed to mean?
You're not wearing a wedding ring. So I'm calling it like I see it.
Hey, you can go back to whatever you were doing before I came along and I ruined your night.
You didn't ruin my night.
I like your shiny trumpet.
Bought it with a shiny engagement ring.
We needed the time machine.
Well, let's try. Boop, 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 boop. What would you tell yourself?
Just skip New York altogether.
But then you wouldn't have met me.
I still haven't decided if that's a good thing. Have you ever had a feeling that somebody was going to play a major part in your life?
Yeah.
It's possible that you could meet somebody who's perfect for you, even though you're committed to somebody else.
Love what we love. Sucks.
How can one of the worst nights in my life also be one of the best? You know the most interesting thing about Hotel Heart? It's what's on the back.
Gotta go. The hookers are here. We probably shouldn't touch anything in this room.
All right, you gotta love that. Again, it's the love story kind of thing. And when I say you gotta love that, remember we went through an era, maybe it was the 80s and 90s, where it didn't seem like there were a ton of comedies like Ashley Judd would be in it, or there'd be the actress that was hot for the minute, and that would be what she would always be, the wannabe girlfriend, or maybe she'd be your girlfriend, or the chance meeting. Chris Evans is in this, and Alice Eve is kind of that girl now, and it's a chance encounter. They meet at Grand Central Terminal. Yeah, I've never met anyone at Grand Central Terminal because nobody looks up, right? So they're just running to get to their train. But it happened in the movies, and it sparked a big, fat life change. A sojourn through New York City. And this was before Ashley Madison, so go figure. There's other recognizable names, their faces of people that you would say, oh, I know that guy. Yeah, 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 I know who that guy is. I bet it finds an audience. If it doesn't find an audience on the big screen, then it'll find, and it's PG-13, so it's a drama, romance, like I said, comedy-ish. If it doesn't find a big audience there, then it probably finds it streaming. You know, once it starts streaming, I bet you that it makes up a bunch of money there. Remember, if you see a movie, do a cheap movie review, send it to me, americatonight.net, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Danielle, my brother, great job on the technicals. Be safe, everybody.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight, and we love talking to this woman. She always, she always makes me feel kind of pumped up. And some of you have written me notes to that effect, too, so that's a compliment. Dawn Zier is with us. She's the president and chief executive officer of Nutrisystems, and they're getting ready for something really cool. We all know how big YouTube is, right? So Nutrisystem just launched their hashtag NowBelieveIt social media campaign on YouTube that's really starting to go viral. Dawn, brilliant idea, because you know the significance of video now, especially for YouTube. It's crazy now when people meet me, the first thing they say is, do you have a YouTube channel? So you realize the significance of it. And tell me about how this campaign came about and what's the goal of the campaign.
Sure, Kate, thanks. And this is something we have so much passion about in the company, because we know that weight issues are not only physical but also very emotional, and that tie into self-esteem. So we decided to launch a campaign called Now Believe It, because we do believe that when we listen to our customers every day, they tell us how they're feeling, and we often hear their concerns for themselves and children and their children, and we know how hard it is for people to accept compliments. And we know there's a direct tie into when people give and receive compliments in terms of making healthy change. So there's a big tie in there. But it's all about giving compliments. And It's amazing if you give a compliment how good you feel, and if you actually accept the compliment, how it can really begin change. But, Kate, so many of us have a hard time really accepting these compliments.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you did an article at the Huffington Post where you talk about that, mm-hmm. that compliments are given a bunch, but people just kind of brush them off. Are women worse, just in your own personal experience, are women worse about that than men, do you think?
Well, we actually did a survey, and nearly 40% of women say it's difficult for them to accept compliments. And, of course, it's not always easy for men either. But how often has somebody said, oh, your hair looks great. Did you just get a haircut? And you say, yeah, it's a little too short. Or you look great today. Have you lost weight? No, I've gained 5 pounds. I mean, it's hard for us to actually just say, embrace it and say thank you.
Right. And embracing it and saying thank you, that's another good thing to, as you were saying, build up self-esteem. And that I would think would especially really help young girls as they're growing up, right?
Yeah, it's, the self-esteem issues with young girls is really quite startling. There's a stat out there that 80% of young girls who are 10 years old are afraid of being fat. 80% of 10-year-old girls are thinking about this. And
wow.
Just 29% of girls in high school say they feel happy with the way they are. That's tragic, I think. And it's important that we as adults really be role models. And I have to say, I don't always think we're the best role models for our kids with respect to really self-esteem issues.
Yeah. And in the piece that you did at the Huffington Post, I really encourage people to go there and read that. It's just terrific. You talk about the impact in the study as we're talking about accepting compliments, but the impact of compliments. And you talk about a study that followed those college-age women that we mentioned in Canada
mm-hmm.
who expressed a lot of concerns about their weight and then divided them into two groups. The ones who got positive feedback from friends and family about their concerns and those who got negative. And what did you find that happened there with the results of that in this study that you cited?
Yeah, what we found is that when the women who had support, who had people saying, we've got your back, you can do this, that kind of messaging, those people were able to maintain their weight or lose weight. And people who were hearing from their friends, oh, you're on a diet again, do you really think it's going to work? Those are the women who did not have success. So, again, this positive reinforcement is really important. And that's one of the reasons, you know, at Nutrisystem, we love seeing people rooting for each other in social channels. And it's why, you know, for example, losing weight with people who are on your side really makes a big difference. It's amazing what a little support can do from your spouses, your friends, and your kids.
Yeah, so that goes along with, I think sometimes people have a hard time telling people that, hey, I'm doing this. I feel good. I'm on Nutrisystem. It's working. Is it good to just tell the world, let them know that you're what you're doing, right?
Yeah, I think it's something to say, hey, I'm trying. I'd appreciate your support with this.
Yeah.
Or, you know, what's even greater, though, is when someone notices, when someone says, hey, you look a little different. What's going on? And, you know, as you know, Kate, it can take as little as 1 week to, you know, drop 5 pounds. And if you lose 10 pounds, that's a dress size. So it's not that hard to start making a difference. But, again, you know, I think it's all about this cycle of positive reinforcement and breaking the negative cycle that's happening for people with respect to lack of compliments.
All right, so we go back again to the hashtag now believe it. What are you finding? What's the feedback you're getting on that? Because this is all just at the tipping point, I think.
It's really been incredible. We've had a lot of celebrities begin to tweet it out, which is very exciting. You know, people we never would have expected who are just seeing it on YouTube. And it really seems to be resonating. A lot of women are commenting on it. And we did focus it on women, but it's true that men do have some of these issues. Our study showed that women struggle with this more. But right now we have, you know, over 600,000 people having seen it on YouTube, and it's building every day. And it's about, you know, a very important message for all of us, and especially for our children.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Dawn Zier, President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystems. Thanks so much. Check it out. Hashtag now believe it. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Kate. Talk to you soon.
Piggybacking on what Dawn said, it's interesting. If you go to the hashtag and you go to now believe it, it is pretty amazing what they're seeing. And she's right. It's clicking up. You can see it and watch it because it's really good. I think the videos are really good talking about specifically what we just mentioned, the whole idea of not being able to accept compliments. And why is that? Nicki Minaj was one of the people who pumped it out there, where she saw it and put it out there. And whether it's women or men or whoever it is, my husband says that to me all the time, that I'm brutal at accepting compliments, that it's just kind of like, yeah, thanks, and it's kind of like an afterthought for me. And it made me think about it, knowing that she was coming on. I wonder why that is, in just kind of brushing it aside. But there is absolutely, and in her article at Huffington Post, she gives links to this as, what is it about, what's the secret power of a compliment, and how can you use it more effectively? And one of the things they talk about, what is a compliment? In the dictionary, it's defined as a formal act or expression of courtesy or respect. And you show that by, you know, a job well done or talents or actions or whatever, but that a great compliment is about acknowledging the positives of somebody else, which makes sense if you think about nutricism. It's just and losing weight, the whole weight thing. So it's just a brilliant, clever idea too, to be out there, to be now, etc. I mean, it's the power of a compliment, as they say, is not related to its size. It's about being authentic. It's about expressing appreciation. It's about, you know, positive accolades, really. How many times, and then there was a question in the article she did that linked it to, how many times do you give compliments to each other each week? And what would it take to increase it? What would it take to increase the compliments? Now, I'm just going to see what it's like in my daily life and what people are saying, and kind of reconfirm this. But I think I just think it's so true, the ability to accept compliments and think about that. Like, as she's saying, when they see something different, when somebody sees something different, and she gave the great example, Dawn gave the great example of the hair. Because even dudes, you guys know that, you're doing that. It's like, dude, your hair. Even if you think it's good, oh, man. And guys totally schluff that off. And because we live in the bam, 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 140-character world, and things are coming at us so fast, I mean, we see this and we talk about this with politics, right? It's so funny, because if you look at politics, so much of what we talk about focuses, of course, on the negative, unless it's somebody that we like, and you listen to what they're saying, changing, we have to change everything, everything's terrible. And wouldn't it be interesting to go through someone's speech, Trump, Carly Fiorina, you know, just pick anyone, we can just pick anyone out of the pile, Hillary Clinton, and what's highlighted, it's all just pounding everyone to the ground. Are they complimenting the people around them or where they are? That would be interesting to see how many compliments are weaved into a speech. I bet while they're campaigning, not very many. All right, interesting stuff. I think it's fascinating. I think this campaign is only going to get bigger, because she really tapped into something, the ability to accept compliments. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next.
Nutrition. It ain't nuclear fission. All it takes is a healthy mission, ambition.
Nutrition.
It's a bit like crab fishing. All it takes is a healthy mission, ambition.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S. made fish oil products.